I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about rude people. In fact, I want to delve in to some psychological life hacks to shut out rude people. How should we communicate with them? How should we react? How do we effectively deal with rude people? All right, so first and foremost, remember when someone is being rude to you, they're looking for a dopamine hit. They're looking to feel good about themselves. And a lot of times, it's not really even personal. Okay, so the first thing that you should do is to take a deep breath and refrain from responding immediately. Now, I take this advice too, and it took me some time to really comprehend this and to truly understand why I should take a deep breath and refrain from responding right away. But you don't want to become them, and you don't want to give the rude person your power. Number two, you can call them out, okay? Don't accept their behavior, their rude behavior. And you can do this by saying something like, are you good? Are you okay? What's wrong? Are you having a bad day? Now, saying these kinds of things deflects them. It makes them look and feel stupid. And number three, you can use your body language. Okay, send out a strong message with your body language that their rudeness, their bad behavior, their bad words and actions towards you is unacceptable. Number four, you can look at their forehead instead of their eyes so that you can make them feel smaller and less powerful. We don't want to give them power. You don't want to let them have their dopamine hit by allowing them to feel like they're superior over you, by allowing them to feel like they have power over you. Now, there's also this thing called the quote-unquote surrender tactic. So in this book, The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, it includes a rule that I think everyone should learn and apply. So law number 22 is use the surrender tactic, transform weakness into power.
Say goodbye to long lines and banking headaches with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store and open your bank account in less than 5 minutes. All you need is an ID. Visit their official social media pages for more info or go to www.gotime.com.ph. It's go time!
Most of the time, fighting with certain people is not only useless, but it can also harm you, especially if those people are above you, if they're your boss or manager or whatnot. Most people usually overreact, right? When they're annoyed, when they're provoked, and this often will escalate your problems. If you surrender instead, if you choose to surrender, the person challenging you won't see you as a threat and won't fight against you, and that way they won't harm you. Now, you can surrender through several different behaviors. You can use empathy, for example, and tell a rude person that you're sorry they feel a certain way or that you totally understand their point of view. I'm sorry you feel that way. I totally understand your point of view. I'm sorry that you're feeling that way. I didn't mean to offend you. Or you can admit a mistake, honestly. You can admit a mistake. Or, and this is even more powerful, you can use kindness. In fact, the best way to respond to rudeness is with kindness because it is disarming. Now, I'm not telling you to allow yourself to be stepped on. There are certain instances wherein you have to fight for your rights or defend yourself truly. But a lot of times, you can just deal with rude people with empathy, with kindness, and disarm their negativity. Okay, lessen the blow. Show them that you are not that affected by their words. There's this quote from Mandy Hale. She said, the less you respond to rude, critical, argumentative people, the more peaceful your life will become. The less you respond to these people throwing negativity towards you, the more peace you will allow into your life. And as Selena Gomez says in her songs and as she acts it out in real life, kill them with kindness. Okay, sometimes kindness is just the ultimate tool that will help you deflect these rude people. Don't be a Hailey Bieber in this world. Be a Selena Gomez. Be a kind person. Don't be a bully. Don't allow negative people to make your life negative. Choose kindness. Choose to be smart about it. Choose to be in control of your emotions, in control of what kind of energy you allow into your life, and in control of your power over your life. My friend, with all of that said, please know that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. There's still time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, the Lord God is always with you. Tag me on Instagram stories, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.